So let's review. The Gemara now discusses precedents in brachas, and we'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. Regarding Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot, Rav Amar, Sukkot ve'achar kach zman, chiyuv d'yom adav. Rav says Leishah b'Sukkot is recited first and then Shachiyanim, because the obligation of the Yom Tov takes precedence. Rav Chana Amar, zman ve'achar kach Sukkot, tadar v'shein tadar tadar kaidim. Rav Chana says Shachiyanim is recited first and then Leishah b'Sukkot, because the more frequent takes precedence over the less frequent. The Gemara first wants to link this machlekes with the well-known machlekes Beishami Miss Hill regarding Kiddush on Friday night. We first say the bracha of Kiddush and then by Priya Gafen for two reasons. First, Hayem Garm Liyayin Shiyavet. It is the day that brings on the obligation to have wine. Second, Kvar Kiddush Hayem Badayin Yayin Leiba. The day became holy before the wine was in front of us. Beis Hill Aymrim, Mevarach Aliyayin Ve'achakach Mevarach Aliyayin. We first say Bar Priya Gafen and then the bracha of Kiddush for two reasons. First, Nehashe Hayayin Garm Likiddush Adayamir. The presence of wine causes us to say Kiddush. Second, Tadu V'Shein Tadu, Tadu Kaidim. We always do the more frequent mitzvah first, and Bar Priya Gafen is more frequent than Kiddush. It would seem that Rav holds like Bishamli, and Rabbi Bachana holds like Bisil. However, the Gemara says we cannot compare the two because in the case of Kiddush, there are the other reasons. The Gemara now challenges Rav from our Mishnah, which says, Ba'atzeres oimer loy helich matzah helich chametz. On Shavuos, the Kohen says, here is your matzah from the lechem upon him. Here is your chametz from the shteh alechem. Shteh alechem is not given first, even though it is the mitzvah of the day. This contradicts Rav, who said, chiyub d'yem adav. The Gemara says that Rav follows Abba Shaul from another braisa, who says, helich chametz helich matzah, where the shteh alechem is mentioned first. The Gemara concludes, v'helchas asuk of achar zman, like Rav. Zok the Mishnah. Yem tiv esamach l'Shabbos bein milfonel bein l'acharah ha'yikol ha'mishmar Shabbos b'chiluk lechem aponim. The Gemara explains, if Yom Tiv was attached to Shabbos, milfonel before it, that the last day of Yom Tiv was Friday before Shabbos, or l'acharah after it, that the first day of Yom Tiv was Sunday after Shabbos, the Chum decreed that since these kahanim are compelled to be in Yerushalayim on the Shabbos, they share in the lechem aponim as if the Shabbos was in the middle of Yom Tiv. Chali yisyem echad l'havsik bein tayim. If there is a day between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that week's Mishmer takes 10 loaves, and the others who came early or stayed late take 2 loaves. On the regular Shabbos during the year, the Tanakhama says that the incoming Mishmer takes 6 loaves, and the outgoing Mishmer takes 6 loaves. Behuda says that the incoming Mishmer takes 7, and the outgoing Mishmer takes 5. The Gemara explains that the 2 extra loaves are b'schar ha'gafas dalsas, in lieu of payment for closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash that Shabbos afternoon. Although this incoming Mishmer will next week be the outgoing Mishmer and receive only 5 loaves, they would prefer to split their shear this way instead of 6 and 6, because b'itzina tav mikar, a small gourd now is better than a large gourd later. The incoming group would rather get more now than to leave it for later. The Mishnah continues. Hanachnasin chelkim etzafin vayayitzin bedarm. The incoming Mishmer divided their share in the northern area of the temple courtyard, kiddishi rosh hei nachnasin, so that it was clear that they were the ones coming in. The outgoing Mishmer divided in the south, kiddishi rosh hei nyayitzin, so that it was clear that they were the ones leaving. Bilgul oilum chelekes bedarm. V'tabat kevua v'chaloy nestuma. The Mishnah of Bilgul always divided its share in the southern area. Also, its ring for slaughtering was locked, and its storage area was sealed. The Bryce elaborates. Ma'isa b'miriam bas bilga, shemira dasa, v'holcha v'nasos l'saratet edim malchi yavanim. There was a Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, who became an apostate and married a Greek officer. Kishenichnisi yavanim l'heichal, ha'isa meva'etes b'sandola al gabi ha'mezbech, v'amra, lokis lokis, admasa atim achalim amayin shal Yisrael, v'yato imer aleim b'shazat chak. When the Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, she kicked the Mizbeach and said, "Wolf, wolf, how long will you consume the money of Israel, and you do not stand by them in a time of need?" When the Chacham heard what she had done, they locked the Bilga family's ring in the floor of the Hazara and sealed its storage area in the Ulam. Another opinion as to why Bilga was punished, because their watch was often late in coming to serve during their week, thereby demonstrating that they do not cherish the Avodah. The Gemara asks, we understand that they were punished for being late, but according to the first opinion, prate continually the day because of his daughter, he should be penalized? Abaye says yes. It's like the adage, shusa dinuka b'shuka, oidavua oidime. What a child says in public is what he heard from his father or mother. The Gemara adds that the entire Mishmah is punished because of Eila Rasha Eila Shechene, woe to the wicked, woe to his neighbor. The opposite is most certainly true as well. Tev letzadik, tev leshchene. It is good for the righteous and it is good for his neighbor. As the Pasuk says, Imru tzadik ki tev, ki prima aleihem yechelu. Tell the righteous man that it is good for they will eat the fruit of their deeds. Hanulach ha-chalil, l'slikah la-mesach l'sukah. We have Baruch Hashem completed Mesach l'sukah and we'll begin Mesach l'sbeya in the following shir be'ez Hashem.